Dean, it was a tight first half, but you bossed that second period and more than merited another victory. Back-to-back wins here at the Banks is a crucial result again today.
Yeah, and as you just said, I think you've called it. To be fair, it was a very, very similar game to last week. Obviously, we've got the goals this time around, and we didn't get them last week. But no, it's we're delighted, but it's 3 points to put us in the right direction where we want to go. But we've got a big game on Tuesday night again.
Two goals from close range. I suppose it shows the confidence of these players getting in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, look, we work on set plays, and it's something that we've flagged up. We've only just recently scored from two in the last couple of games. It's something we work on, excuse me, and we've not been clinical enough of them over the course of the season. They're a massive part of the game.
It was a tight first period, and I suppose could have gone either way. What sort of message did you give to them at half time to come out and play so well in that second half? Fleetwood offered next to nothing.
Yeah, look, as you said, I think there's only one real chance in the first half. They started bright, had a quick cross in the first couple of seconds from their kickoff. Joe Edwards' stinging volley just was only real half decent attempt at goal. But second half, we spotted the lads at half time again, very similar to last week. We felt we had another 10, 15, 20% in the tank, and asked them to go and unleash it, to say. Mm. And they did second half. We started bright, we're on the front foot, and I think, as you said, we rightly deserved the 3 points.
Showing potency from corners, from set pieces, which you probably haven't shown enough this season.
Yeah, as you just said, the massive part of the game. We've been on the end of it one or two times, and that frustrates you, but we're pleased that it's paying off on the training ground.
How pleased are you for Morgan Ferrier today, who has been inconsistent in recent months? Brought him back in today and he's got you a goal.
Yeah, look, he's the Bolton game before he'd done really well, and he'd done a game, his last game against Rochdale, and then unfortunately he pulled his hamstring in training. So he's got thrown in at deep end, and he contributed today, and he got a goal.
With Cook's absence, of course, his second of the three-match ban, Matt Jarvis out today. He comes in for maybe a little run now, perhaps Ferrier, and he's got to prove himself.
Look, normally when you're out of the team for a few weeks like he has been, you don't normally get a top given to you. And I'm not saying fortunate, but maybe he is. He'd have found himself sat on the bench waiting. Obviously, Cookie will be coming back. Obviously Jarvis has picked up a little bit of a niggle, so he got thrown on the top today, and he contributed, and said he scored, and you're only going to get stronger on the back end of them minutes.
On Jarvis then, just a niggle, we'll see him again soon?
Yeah, soon, hopefully. It's possibly the old problem he had with his ankle, but it's not nowhere near as bad, so we just think in a few days hopefully he'll settle down.
Defensively, really important today. You've got Ched Evans, you've got Paddy Madden, 31 goals between them, but what will back-to-back clean sheets do for your side ahead of a tricky run now?
Look, as you said, we've got a tricky run coming up, and we'll deal with it game by game. And as you said, they've scored that many goals between the two of them, Evans and Madden, but the old back four was outstanding. Mm.
And John Guthrie and Dan Scar are really building a good relationship now.
Yeah, look, he was never questioning why I brought Scar into the club. He's not had many games, so he's learning on the job, to say the phrase that's been used about him, and I'd probably say that, but he's settling into it now, and he's getting used to playing competitive minutes. He's come from not doing nothing in the first half of the season, and John Guthrie's shown the form that he did at the end of last season and the first 20 games this season.
7 points from 9 gets you up the table a little bit. Is there a tinge of frustration that this hasn't happened maybe a little bit earlier on in the calendar year?
Yeah, look, we started really well, maybe a victim of our own success. If I'm honest, it's expectations rose. Everybody thinks this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But the only aim was ever to get 52 points as quick as we can. We're on track. We're going in the right direction. But as you can see, how tight the table is. It's Tuesday night. It can be a totally different picture that could be painted after the game. Look, we're pleased with the 7 points out of 9. We'll do our best to get something on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you're bringing Portsmouth coming to the Banks this day. One of your first games, wasn't it, in charge? Yep. Towards the end of last season. They were top of the league when you went down to Fratton Park. They've had a bit of a hiccup, a few draws. How do you capitalise on this hiccup that Kenny Jackett's men has had?
Look, as you said, the league, I think on the day anybody can beat anybody, if I'm entirely honest. And we've had some good days when we've put some of the so-called bigger team in the club to the sword, to say. And we'll be looking to try and do the same again. But they're going to be right in there at the end of the season, so they'll come here looking to get 3 points. So it'll be hard, but there's no doubt in that. But we'll do our best.
Will you lean on the great results you got against Luton and Sunderland in any sort of team talk to your squad ahead of this game?
Yeah, we just spoke about it after quickly. We can enjoy that, but we've got to get mine straight back onto Portsmouth now. We've got to rest, recover, do it properly, and that's not just the players who've gone out and done minutes today, they're the players on the outside of the squad if anybody can go in at the deep end at the moment.
And it's about keeping this run going as long as you can now.
Yeah, look, we've shown a little bit of form. We want to try and build on it. We're at home, so we want to, it's next game, and we want to try and get something out of it and make the league table look a little bit easier on the eye. We're going in the right direction, but as I said, it's that tight. I think from us to about 5 places above us where we are at the moment, everybody's in a dogfight.
Thank you, Dean.
Remarkably similar games of football, wasn't it, to last week? Do you think that shows the players are learning? Because there were a lot of early goals conceded earlier.
There's been bits and pieces and we've not really got ourselves a chance to be in a football match we've conceded too early on. We spoke about it, we work on it at the training ground. Looked a lot more shape-wise, looked a lot more organised, more disciplined in the slots. There's been a little bit of a tinker with the shape, but they've taken on the information and we deserve the clean sheet today.
And if Joe Edwards all right, so he came off?
Yeah, look, he's another one, just a bit of a walking wound at the moment. I expect him to be available for Tuesday night.
The game against Bradford, I mean, before that you got 0 points from 15, now you've got 7 from 9. I mean, it seemed like a turning point given everything that happened on the day. It's proving to be one, hopefully.
Yeah, look, I think for everybody, as I said, we started so well, expectations rose, so it was hard, and the group had to deal with it, and a lot's been questioned about them, and it showed character. But I said it's only 7 out of 9. We want to make sure this club's going in the right direction and we're not looking over our shoulder. There's 10 games left, there's 30 points to play for. We want to get as many points as we can, and that we're not going into the last few games looking over our shoulder.
You got dragged into it because of being on a bad run, but now you're on there are other teams that are on that bad run.
Yeah, look, I've only briefly looked at a few of the fixtures, the results, and it's tight, and it looks okay at the minute. On the eye, we're only 2 points above the relegation, 4 places, them 4 slots, so it's going to be, there's going to be twists and turns. We may find ourselves in there on Tuesday night, but we have to believe that we've got the right characters and the right work rate and show the endeavour that I've done the last few, 3 games, and we'll take the club in the right direction.
And just finally, I'm sure you believe that you can pick up points from these next 4 games, but because they're against 4 of the top 6, how important was it to get this win today?
Yeah, look, it was the next game. It was important. We had to make sure we backed up last week's good clean sheet, and it looks a better point now. We're disappointed we didn't get 3 last week, but it looks a decent point away from home. We've got a big game on Tuesday night, as you said. It's not about what's coming after that, it's about Tuesday night. That's the next biggest game of the season for us, and we'll all be well, we'll get something out of it.